the UK will this morning table fresh proposals aimed at breaking the Brexit deadlock. Britain is due to leave the EU in 16 days, but there's still no agreement on how to avoid checks and or customs being required on this island. Two sources have confirmed to RTE that British negotiators will bring forward an updated plan to Brussels to deal with that issue. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly has the story. We'll cross live to him shortly, but first, here's the EU's chief negotiator Michel Barnier speaking to reporters in Luxembourg before briefing EU ministers.
Even if the agreement will be difficult, more and more difficult, to be frank, it's still possible this week. Reaching an agreement is still possible. Obviously, any agreement must work for everyone, the whole of the United Kingdom and the whole of the European Union. Let me add also that it is high time to turn good intentions in a legal text.
That's Michel Barnier. Here's Tony Connolly. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Gavin.
Fresh proposals. What more can you tell us?
Well, the UK appear now to be bringing forward a new text apropos of what Michel Barnier has just said a short time ago here in Luxembourg. And that follows a 90-minute meeting with the DUP last night in Downing Street. Now, just to remind people, following that meeting last week between Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar, there was an uptick in the negotiations. And the UK put forward what can be termed a dual customs solution, which is that Northern Ireland would stay in the UK customs territory, but it would operate the EU's rules and procedures on tariffs. Now, since that proposal was put forward, it's attracted increasing resistance from the European Union, both the Commission and Member States, and it's simply regarded as being too complicated. You would have to have a very complex system of rebates and tracking goods and so on, and so there's been more and more hostility to that plan. So we can assume this morning that the UK have come forward with something different now, whether it's just a revised version of that plan or whether it's something radically different, we'll have to wait and see. But certainly the optimism has waxed and waned dramatically here in the last 24 hours. Downing Street last night seeming to suggest that we were inching closer to a deal, but you could tell from Michel Barnier's remarks this morning that it's getting more and more unlikely that they will get a deal in time for the European Council, which is just 2 days away now.
You mentioned, Tony, this move following a 90-minute meeting last night between the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the DUP leader and deputy leader. Meanwhile, the DUP MP Ian Paisley Jr. was speaking to RT Television last night.
I think one thing has to be absolutely clear, that when Brexit takes place, as it will take place, that all of the United Kingdom, Great Britain and Northern Ireland will be leaving on the same terms and same conditions. We are a unified kingdom and we will leave as a unified kingdom. We want to have a really good relationship with the European Union. We want to have a brilliant relationship with our next door neighbour, our nearest and dearest, the people of the Republic of Ireland, who it's in both our interests that we have that good relationship. And therefore, let's make sure that everything is done to get this over the line and to get an agreement that recognises our needs and recognises the needs of the people who have to share not only this island, but share these islands.
Are you being asked,
and,
though?
And that's what it's all about.
Is the DUP being asked tonight to contemplate voting for a border in the Irish Sea? Is that what you're being asked to do?
Oh, let's be absolutely clear of it. None of our 10 members in Parliament will vote for a border in the Irish Sea. That's not in our interests. It's not in the interests of the people of this island. It would actually impoverish the island of Ireland if that were to happen. Remember, most of our trade in Northern Ireland is done within the internal market of the United Kingdom. To block that or to impede that would damage our economy.
That was Ian Paisley Jr. speaking to Claire Byrne last night on RT Television. Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, is still with us in Luxembourg this morning. Tony, there are a lot of difficult squares to circle here, if you want to use that expression. The DUP's resistance to any break with what will happen to the rest of the UK versus the problem of trying to have two customs unions customs union on the island of Ireland while they both operate as the same customs union. How is this going to be solved?
Yeah, I mean, that's the conundrum that has bedeviled this process from the very beginning. And just to pick up on what Ian Paisley said there, in fact, the DUP have already accepted that there would be a regulatory border on the Irish Sea.
Yes.
That's something that Boris Johnson conceded. So you would not need to have any regulatory checks at the land border. But the dynamic, I think, in these negotiations since that meeting last week has been that the British side are starting from a position of having this dual customs arrangement, whereas the European Commission has started with the premise that you have the Northern Ireland only backstop, which was the original backstop produced back in February 2018. And the EU seemed to have stuck fairly rigidly to that baseline, all the while trying to nudge the UK in their direction. So we'll have to wait and see now if this fresh proposal from the UK reflects a revision in the direction of the EU. In other words, Boris Johnson acknowledging that it would have to be closer to the idea of Northern Ireland staying in the customs union and single market if no other solutions can be found, rather than having this dual customs arrangement, which seems to the EU at least to be extremely difficult to operate and legally ambiguous.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. It's 21 minutes past 8.